Let me start the briefing for the third quarter of the fiscal year ending in March 31, 2014 for Yamaha Corporation. Thank you very much for participating. This is the overview of this quarter at page two. Net sales increased year-over-year but fell short of previous projections. Actual sales of audio equipment in Europe, musical instruments in emerging markets were below previous year levels. Results in the Chinese market were also below expectations. In the electronic devices business, we saw a decline of sales and delay of production as well as inventory adjustments at our customers' side. This led to a deceleration of this business towards the end of the third quarter. As for operating income, with the impact coming from exchange rates and our efforts to reduce cost, we were able to increase our profits against both the previous year and previous projections. This slide shows the outline of our performance in the third quarter. Net sales stood at 111 billion, operating income 9.1 billion, and net income was 6.5 billion. Going to the performance by segment on page four, net sales increased year-over-year in all of our segments. As for operating income, the electronic devices and other segment, which booked losses in the previous year, were able to turn profitable. The impact coming from the exchange rate is shown at the bottom of this slide. There was a 13.9 billion yen impact on net sales year-over-year. Let me explain the third quarter results by each business. First, going to the musical instruments business, net sales were 69.7 billion, operating income was 6.3 billion. Net sales increased year-over-year and against previous projections, but if we exclude the currency impact of 8.8 billion, net sales were basically on par with the same period last year. Recovery was slow in China and other markets. China sales went up 7% on an actual basis, but in the other market, sales were 97% against the previous year. By product line, pianos and digital instrument sales were robust. On the other hand, due to supply issues with guitars, which were caused by the strike that took place in our Indonesian guitar factory, this had a negative impact on our sales. In the audio equipment business, although net sales exceeded the previous year, it fell short against previous projections. On a net basis, sales were 95% of that of last year. The major reason behind this was that the year-end shopping season for audio equipment was sluggish. As for profits, as we saw an increase of sales in karaoke equipment and a decrease in R&D expenses, operating income was better than previous projections at 2.7 billion yen. Going to the third quarter results of the electronic devices business, although business was brisk in October and November, we saw a slowdown of business towards the end of the quarter, especially in December. This was due to the customer-side production delays and sales decline in the amusement industry. On top of that, inventory adjustment took place at smartphone manufacturers. Accordingly, although sales increased year-over-year, it was below the previous projections level. Operating income was 100 million yen. This was because of the change in product mix, a delay in spending of R&D, and a decrease in depreciation due to delay in some of the investments that were planned. As a result, we were able to achieve a growth of operating income both year-over-year and against previous projections. This slide is about the others business. Net sales were 5.9 billion yen, operating income was zero. Although net sales went up year-over-year, it fell short of previous projections. This is mainly through the sales decline of the factory automation business and the resort business. Although sales were below the previous forecast because profit increased in the golf business, we were able to be profitable in this quarter. This is the outline of the performance of the nine-month cumulative period from the first quarter to the third quarter on page nine. Net sales were 308.7 billion, operating income 22.8 billion, ordinary income 22.3 billion, net income was 19 billion. This slide shows the cumulative nine-month performance by segment. Excluding the others segment, musical instruments, audio equipment, and electronic devices business all saw an increase of sales year over year. The same goes for operating income, in which excluding the others segment, all segments were better against the previous year. Against previous projections, all segments exceeded expectations. The currency impact is shown on the bottom of the page. There was a 37.3 billion impact on net sales compared to the previous year. A positive impact of 11.3 billion on operating income is included in these results. This is the operating income analysis for the 9 months period. The blue portion is the positive impact and the yellow portion negative impact. Against the previous year, a sizable impact of 11.2 billion came from the exchange rate. In other positive factors, there are effect of structural reform, improvement in manufacturing costs, and actual decrease in SG&A, as shown in this slide. On the negative side, there was an increase of manufacturing cost of 2 billion yen, mainly through the increase in labor costs at overseas factories, 0.4 billion due to supply issues of guitars, and 1.9 billion coming from actual decrease in sales and production. The lower half of the slide shows the comparison versus previous projections. On the positive side, 1.6 billion coming from actual decrease of SG&A was a substantial factor. 0.4 billion yen positive impact coming from exchange rates. It says here that there was a 0.3 billion yen positive impact coming from guitar production. Overall costs related to this matter has gone up from the previously projected 0.7 billion to 0.9 billion due to the strikes taking place longer than expected. On the other hand, for this quarter, loss related to production has been booked under extraordinary loss. As a result, this led to operating income being better by 0.3 billion versus previous projections. Of course, in reality, this situation is not contributing to the overall improvement of the income. It just shows that this has a positive 0.3 billion yen impact when we analyze our operating income. As for the negative impact, 0.3 billion was due to an actual decrease in sales, 0.2 billion coming from effects of structural reform. The reason behind this is that the effects of structural reform in the semiconductor business has been pushed back. This slide shows the outlook for the fourth quarter and the full year. Touching upon the key points, we anticipate that the delay in emerging markets recovery will still linger into the fourth quarter. For the electronic device business, although it slowed down towards the end of the third quarter, we think full-year sales and operating income will be on par with previous projections. We reviewed SG&A expenses and exchange rates. Under previous projections, US dollar was 95 yen, euro was 130 yen, but we revised these to US dollar 100 yen and euro 135 yen, taking these into line with actual exchange rates. For the full-year outlook, we took into account both the negative and positive factors, such as the third-quarter results and the revision of exchange rates for the fourth quarter, and the projection that sales are slow to rebound in overseas markets and the impact of the Indonesian guitar factory shutdown is worsening. Considering these factors, we will not change full-year projections of net sales 408 billion and 22 billion for operating income. This is our forecast for the fourth quarter. Net sales 99.3 billion yen, operating loss of 0.8 billion, and net loss of 1 billion are the forecast. Going to the forecast by business segment for the fourth quarter, net sales forecast is 99.3 billion, virtually the same as previous projections. For operating income, shortfall in the audio equipment business and others business against previous projections will have a major impact, leading to a forecast of minus 0.8 billion yen. This slide shows our forecast for the full year. Net sales 408 billion, operating income 22 billion, ordinary income 20.5 billion, and net income 18 billion is the forecast. We have not changed our forecast from the previous projections in all of our lines. Exchange rates for the full year for operating income is 99 yen for the US dollar and 128 yen for the euro. This is a full year forecast by business segment. Out of the net sales, 408 billion, the majority will be coming from musical instruments and audio equipment. In actual terms, sales in both of these segments are 99% against the previous year, a slight shortfall. This slide is an analysis of operating income for our full-year outlook. Year-over-year, there will be a positive impact coming from exchange rates at 13.3 billion, as well as effects of structural reform, 2.3 billion, improvement of manufacturing costs, 2.7 billion, and actual decrease in SG&A, 1.2 billion. On the other hand, we are forecasting an increase of labor costs at overseas factories of 2.7 billion, impact coming from the strike at an Indonesian guitar factory, 0.8 billion, actual decrease in production, 3.2 billion. Taking these factors into consideration, we forecast that operating income will go up from 9.2 billion of last year to 22 billion. Against previous projections, actual decrease in SG&A of 1.9 billion is the biggest positive factor. 0.2 billion yen positive impact coming from guitar production is completely the same reason as I have explained previously. Overall loss coming from the situation was forecasted to be 1 billion in previous projections. We have reviewed these figures and revised this loss to 1.4 billion. However, out of this 1.4 billion, 0.6 billion will be accounted for under extraordinary loss, meaning that the impact on the operating line will be 0.8 billion. Under previous projections, this figure was 1 billion, which gives us this positive 0.2 billion number. On the negative side, 0.2 billion is going to come from the semiconductor business as previously explained, and 2.5 billion due to actual decrease in sales. Let me explain the full-year forecast by business segment. First, in the musical instrument segment, sales are projected to increase year-over-year and be in line with previous projections. Although the North American market will gradually recover and is generally robust, we think recovery will be slow in China and emerging markets. The Indonesian guitar factory has restarted operations on the 13th of January. We are working steadily to increase production volumes. The full-year forecast for operating income in this business is 16.5 billion yen. Next are the sales of musical instruments by regions. The red letters show the comparison against the previous year, excluding the exchange rate impact, showing the first quarter results at the bottom of the bar and the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter figures on top of each other. As you can see, North America and China is forecast to do better than the previous year. In other markets, they will fall short year-over-year. Especially if you look at the other regions at the very right, our full-year forecast that it will be 98% against the previous year. At the second quarter, we projected that this market will be 102%, but we have revised the outlook down for this region. Going to the full-year projection for the audio equipment business, net sales 105.5 billion and operating income 5 billion. Sales are expected to be slightly higher than previous projections, but we are anticipating tough conditions for professional audio equipment and AV products. However, we are forecasting sales to be higher than previous projections in routers and karaoke equipment. Operating income forecast is 5 billion yen. We show the sales breakdown by region for audio equipment in this page. Going to other regions, the forecast is 105% against the previous year. Compared to our projections in the second quarter, we have revised this slightly down by 2 points. In the other markets, all will be below previous year levels as market conditions remain tough. The Japanese market shows an outstanding growth of 118% in the fourth quarter, but this is because we are expecting increased shipments of routers and karaoke equipment in this quarter. So for the Japanese market, we have revised our outlook up from the previous 95% to 99% year-over-year. Let us go to the sales situation of major product categories in the musical instruments and audio equipment business. In the piano business, last-minute demand in Japan before the consumption tax hike has started to appear. In Europe, sales of Indonesian-made pianos has increased. Through these reasons, we are forecasting sales to recover in the fourth quarter for the piano business, but business continued to be tough from the third quarter in string and percussion instruments, leading to a full-year outlook of 91% in this category due to the Indonesian guitar factory situation. Under the audio equipment segment, as business was strong in the previous year, we are taking a tough view for this business, forecasting 98% for AV products and 97% for PA equipment. Going to the full-year projection of the electronic devices segment, we will maintain previous projections at net sales 20 billion and operating income of 0.5 billion. A key factor will be a fourth-quarter rally at our customers in the amusement equipment sector. We have also incorporated the impact of expected decline of productions compared to the third quarter. We want to achieve 0.5 billion in operating income, recovering from the 2 billion loss we have booked last year. As for full-year projections for others' business, sales are expected to be slightly lower than previous projections in the resort and factory automation equipment business. Although sales are expected to grow in golf products, it will fall below previous projections. As a result, operating income is expected to be at zero. This slide is about capital expenditure, depreciation, and R&D expenses. We have spent 7.1 billion under CapEx up until the third quarter. Full-year forecast is 11.3 billion yen. As there is a delay for investment in overseas sites, it has gone down compared to previous projections. R&D expenses will basically be in line with previous projections. Going to inventories, the inventory level as of end of the third quarter was 88.8 billion yen. This was actually 0.7 billion up compared to previous projections and a decline of 5.6 billion year over year. Inventories at year end are projected to stand at 81 billion yen. In real terms, it is 0.8 billion and 4.2 billion decrease against previous projections and the previous year, respectively. We'll do our best to achieve this target. This is a balance sheet. The main reasons for the items that have shown considerable changes are coming from gains when we marked our securities to market. Lastly, let me talk about a return to shareholders. We are going to revise our dividends. We have been saying that year-end dividends will be 7.5 yen, bringing the full-year dividends to 15 yen. However, we are going to bring up our year-end dividend to 15 yen, increasing our full-year dividend to 22.5 yen. This brings me to the end of my presentation. Please take a look of the appendix as well. Thank you for your attention.